Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
What an exciting day here in the studio. I'm going to be introducing one of my new favorite people, Dr. Billy DeMoss. Graduated from LACC, that's Los Angeles College of Chiropractic, back in 1985. He also has a degree in biochemistry from California State University, Fullerton. And you know, this is some of the crazy things this guy's done. He started a philosophy group, a really large group now for chiropractors called the Dead Chiropractic Society. That was, my gosh, 15, 20 years ago. He also has started something called California Jam, or Cal Jam, which I went this year, and it's literally like a rock concert health forum. Total philosophy, totally fun. Seriously, it's absolutely insane, and it's amazing. And he's getting some of the most influential speakers from across the country, not just in chiropractic, but in natural health. He's also the owner of Spiz Magazine, which is a new philosophy magazine for chiropractors. And what's even, I think, the coolest is he's in private practice. He's in the trenches. He's practicing in Newport Beach, California. He's been there for 25 years, serving families, providing fantastic chiropractic care. So welcome, Dr. Billy DeMoss.
Thanks for having me on. It's an honor.
Well, you know, one reason I wanted to talk with you on air, can I just call you Billy?
Yes,
you
of
call
course.
Me Jennifer. Okay.
Can I just call you Jennifer?
You can call me Jenny. How's that? Jenny C in the house. Well, I can tell, and we're Facebook friends, and something that is important to you that's so important to me as well is our need to get the message out about why chiropractic is so important for children.
Right.
So let's just talk. Do you see a lot of children in your practice?
I see a huge amount of children in my practice, 50% children. I even have a pediatrician that works in our office with us. We are really focused on getting people to understand why children need chiropractic, just like children need a dentist. It's the same concept.
Okay, so for our listeners, can you just in very basic terms then help them to understand why a child might want to get chiropractic adjustments?
Well, I think the first thing we need to get people to understand is why everyone on planet Earth needs a chiropractor. I mean, I think we have the most misunderstood profession on the planet. Everybody perceives us as a back pain, neck pain profession, which is just scratches the surface on what we truly do. I get people to truly understand that if we have a nervous system that's free of interference, our body's going to express more of 100% of its God-given potential. And also children are in their formative stages of not only their spine, but also their nervous system. So if you want your child to develop normally and express to 100% of his potential, it would be imperative that you have the children check regularly to make sure there is no interference and there is no contribution towards abnormal spinal development. And we call that term in chiropractic subluxation.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about subluxation on the show. And, you know, just this week we had a practice member have a home birth. Actually, the baby was born even before the midwife could get there. So they ended up calling 911 just to have backup in case there was a problem. And, you know, five EMTs are there and they're just standing back watching this patient of ours deliver a baby in a birthing tub. And healthy baby, everything was great. So I get there. I was called in and I get there shortly after the birth. And it was phenomenal that, you know, we have all these professionals stand back and totally watch me check this newborn who's 20 minutes old. And I'm explaining why I'm doing it during the process. The midwife is there at that point. And the parents just saw the value in making sure that this child started their life with absolutely no interference in their nervous system.
Beautiful. And that's because you educated them. And that's, you brought this up earlier, is our big job really is education. We need to really communicate to the world what we really do. And I mean, there's even factions in our own profession that don't really understand chiropractic. And that's a whole nother story for a whole nother show. But I just think it's important that we communicate not only the importance of chiropractic, but a whole paradigm shift in people's thinking as far as where their health really comes from. And that's what my mission is with Cal Jam and what we're doing out here in California right now.
Well, and I'll agree with you that people definitely have an opinion that health doesn't necessarily come from within. We're so ingrained that health comes from outside of us, a pill, a potion, a bottle, a salve. And really what happens is when people come into our office, when they don't quite understand what we do, they might see their improvement in their health as almost a miracle. Oh, it was a miracle. My heartburn went away, or my headaches, or my child's asthma. And really what chiropractic strives to do is just help the person get back to normal function.
Exactly. The world is so outside of its, I know, thinking properly anymore. I mean, it's the world's gone crazy is kind of the way I look at it. You know, sometimes people look at us as like we're the radicals, but we stand back and we look back and go, no, we're the normal people. You guys are the crazy ones that, you know, you need to stick needles in kids and people are on dope and drugs. And it's like, come on, man, we still have faith. So, yeah, we got a big job to do, Jennifer. And it's not something that we can't do, but we just got to, as a profession, we got to band together and really get the message out in a big way.
Well, people want this. They may not know that chiropractic is an answer because they don't understand it, but they want to believe that their beautiful 2 or 3 year old child does not need to live on asthma medication their whole life, or they don't have to give an antibiotic every time their ear hurts. People want, right? They want a better way. They just don't know how.
Right. And that's one of the beauties about working with the pediatrician I work with. It's not necessary, but she brings people in and she introduces them to a different paradigm, all kinds of different workshops in my office, including how to feed your children appropriately. We have exercise workshops. We have how to think workshops. We have women's health workshops. But my favorite workshop is the just diabolical onset after children, which happens to be this whole vaccine conspiracy, which is just to me is like, it's diabolical. To me, it's the devil. I mean, we've lost faith in God and we have more faith now in a needle full of just toxic, hugely toxic chemicals. I don't understand people tell me they believe in God and then the next minute they're sticking needles in their kid full of what I consider the devil. And that is why we're seeing just astronomical levels of just not only sickness and disease, but some of the most bizarre behavior. And people are destroying children's nervous systems by just an onslaught from the minute they're born throughout life because of a paradigm which is old, it's flat earth, it doesn't make sense. And it's all perpetuated to use children as a vehicle for corporate greed to extract money from people to enhance the pocketbooks of the pharmaceutical, the medical cartel. And I'm just over it. And that's why there's time for change.
Now I know who I'm voting for president. Love it.
Well, and I think
there we go. Well, I think
to clarify with vaccination, it's not even so much the philosophy of why you would vaccinate, you know, the whole kind of concept of it initially that people had. It's the chemicals and the preservatives and the toxins and the poisons that are put into the vaccine. I mean, we talked recently with Barbara Fisher and we learned about how it's not even just mercury in the vaccines. It's literally human fetus cells. It's formaldehyde. It's things that I would never in a million years let my child ingest. You're actually...
feed. It's like you're sticking in a needle. It's mind-boggling, Jennifer.
I know.
The people of the world are brainwashed. They're dumbed down. And I play in a band with some of my friends, and they're super sharp cats, and they're a lot younger than me. They're probably half my age. But they just turned me on to this new book about just what's going on with the whole educational system, just to basically just dumb down the world so they're receptive to this kind of just hideous behavior that we're directing towards children. I can't even talk. I'm getting so frustrated.
So this is fantastic because we're going to bring this back to the children. And let's talk about the children in your practice. So we talk about how children are inundated with vaccines. They're on medications. Would you say that, okay, so 50% of children, that's probably hundreds of children that you take care of. Do most of them have actual problems? Is that why they're with you?
I mean, I hate to say, yeah, most children come in here with problems, but also the other flip side is, yeah, I take care of a lot of families and, you know, a lot of people are getting pregnant and they bring their newborns in. The people that are already on board already get it because we are just adamant about them understanding the truths and reality about health. And, you know, once they're a family member here in the practice, then, yeah, if they have kids, I mean, the kids aren't coming in with problems typically and the kids aren't being vaccinated and the kids are eating healthy. So, yeah, they're not going to come in with health issues. But people that are stuck on the old sinking boat, the old paradigm of outside in, which means they think that their health comes from anywhere but inside of them, those people are coming to us with sick. And then when they come in, we transform them into, I mean, because the power that made the body heals the body. If we can get people living congruent to the way they're genetically designed, they're going to express health. It's just a universal law as long as we get all the BS out of the way, i.e. the drugs and just the backwards thinking.
Well, what I love, too, is when the children are educated, I'm always surprised by how quickly they get it. They inherently and innately understand the philosophy that their bodies are capable of healing and that they can heal from within.
Oh, that is just like, you just hit it right the bullseye there, baby. The thing is, I don't know if you've seen that one YouTube video I have where I'm doing a consultation with an 11-year-old girl, and it's just like, I mean, we're really big on having them read stuff, and then we go through Socratic teaching, and we have them answer questions because that's how they're going to really own this stuff. They have to be able to, you know, conceptualize it, verbalize it, and have it go through their own brain and nervous system so it becomes part of them. This little 11-year-old nailed every question. It was like better than any adult's ever done it. And I put it on YouTube, and that thing's got just massive visits. I know all chiropractors are probably visiting it so they can learn how to do a consultation properly. But it's just amazing. Yeah, kids haven't gotten the blinders put on. They haven't been dumbed down. They haven't been. See, the problem is people don't want to admit that maybe some of the choices they've made in the past were wrong, and they want to stick to that old tenet and that old philosophy. They don't want to give that stuff up, but the kids don't own that yet. You know, they haven't been brainwashed. They haven't lived that lifestyle. And that's why, I really kind of market and focus on kids, because I don't want to, you know, marketing to an old school generation. I love helping geriatrics, and I have my share of them, but a lot of them are so steeped in the old, you know, let's take 9 different medications and wonder why I don't know who my name is and why I've got, you know, cognitive disorders and, my balance is off and I'm constipated and I've got, you know, ED and all the things that people have is just because they're drugged out of their friggin' minds. And I'd rather work fresh with kids that haven't been tainted and brainwashed over a period of lifetime and are brought up on the right side of the fence instead of the wrong side of the fence.
Well, and it's not even a huge stretch for people to realize that the way that we think as a society is not working. I mean, we're not healthy. We take more drugs by far than any other part of the world. Our level of health is way down on the scale according to government statistics. We're something like 37 healthiest country of all industrialized nations. Yeah, like we're like right above Cuba and Slovenia, you know?
Right.
You know, it's not working.
You know, and there was that article in Wall Street Journal, December 28, 2010, where it showed that 25% of the children in the United States are now on daily medication.
Wow.
And to me, that is appalling. I mean, I grew up, you know, I've never taken any prescription drugs. All of the kids that I have 3 brothers that are chiropractors. None of our kids have ever been vaccinated. They've never, ever taken a prescription drug. They express their potential as health is concerned. They eat healthy. They get adjusted. They exercise. And then your body's going to be healthy. But we have a sick, sick, sick society. I just lost my neighbor over the weekend. He was like 57. He, you know, suffering from obesity and taking dope and drugs. And it's like, I mean, it's murder in a lot of respects that people live that lifestyle. And it's time for us to really stand up as a profession, because we're the only ones that are going to lead this whole paradigm change in as far as health is concerned. It's not going to be the podiatrist. It's not going to be the massage therapist. It's going to have to be the chiropractors that are going to deliver this message on a huge scale, utilizing our teams, our people, and our practices to help get this out on a huge, huge level. In fact, you mentioned Barbara Lowe Fisher. I happened to see her at The Wave, which was the inauguration for Brian Kelly. When I got back home in California here, and I said, would you be interested in doing an anti-vaccine? I didn't say anti, I said vaccine rally here in California. So we're going to fly her out. I'm going to pump 2,000 to 3,000 people into just a huge rally. That's how we do it. We've got to just start creating awareness by massive education. If we can do this around the country, I mean, I'm going to get the model going here, and then I'll just send her somewhere else, and I'll, you know, give it to another EPOCR, which is another chiropractic group, and just start spreading the word so people really get the big idea.
Well, and what I love is that when you have groups of people who start to get the big idea, and we have that, we have practices all around the country like ours, like yours, who has hundreds of families who get the big idea. And then you start to look at their health and their children's health and how these people, we have pockets of people living at a much, much higher level of vitality, not on drugs, not taking surgeries, and it's reproducible. You can't say, oh, it's just a fluke or that chiropractor is just really good. There are practices and communities around the world that have been living this model and are finding that their level of health has astronomically improved compared to the rest of their neighbors, the rest of the people in their communities.
Of course. And I mean, it's not even just chiropractic families. If you go around the world where people aren't, you know, exposed to the medical paradigm, there's cultures that live to be 120 with no sickness and disease, that the average 100-year-old is probably in better shape than most 40 or 50-year-olds in the United States. It's because people in the United States live so incongruent to their genetic expression, all the garbage that, I mean, people eat garbage. It's just, like I was just in Wisconsin, it's like, no wonder there's an obesity epidemic. Nobody even eats food anymore. They eat lifeless, manufactured crap. And, you know, and then most people, to move, the only movement they get is moving, you know, from their car to their sofa when they get home. It's like, you know, and I'm really big on every aspect of health. I mean, chiropractic is a major, major component of it. And that's the first one. You got to make sure you have nerve flow or you're not going to live. I mean, that's why when, you know, they hang people, they hang them from their neck. They don't hang them from their toes or anywhere else because the nerve system controls all that stuff. But yeah, we got to make sure that all five spokes on that wheel are balanced for people to express 100% of their potential. And the reason we're such a sick country is because we're incongruent on every friggin' level.
Well, and I know you live what you preach. You know, I know you're over 50 years old, correct?
Yeah, 53. And I can run circles around people half my age.
Yeah. And, you know, in person, you look like you're about 35 years old. I know you've put YouTube videos up of making your raw health drinks in the morning and, you know, surfing and exercising like crazy, obviously getting adjusted regularly. Here's something. This is kind of going back to the basics of children. There may be people listening who don't really know even what an adjustment is. And I always find it worthy to explain how children love getting adjusted. I mean, once they understand what's happening, they're just jumping up on the tables. I have autistic kids in our practice who cannot wait for their next adjustment because it's not about even just the fact that it can feel good. They can tell their power is getting turned back on. Do you find that the kids love to be adjusted in your practice, Billy?
They love getting adjusted. Maybe at first they're going to be a little apprehensive if they've been in a typical medical situation where they've been poked and prodded and have stuck in their ears and in their nose. There might be a little bit apprehensive for me to check them. I don't wear a white jacket for that main reason, but I do wear a tie. But once kids get adjusted, they innately get connected and they know it's good for them. Yeah, you know, when they're in the terrible twos, sometimes you're going to get a little resistance, but most kids fight to get on the table. They usually will always want to fight to be the first one to get be adjusted in the family. And to be honest with you, kids in my practice, I not only love them to death, but they love me. It's like they see me probably more often than they see their aunts or uncles. And I think their chiropractor actually becomes closer to them than some of their family members because it's fun to come to the office. My office is like a party every day, and it's all about celebrating life and celebrating a full expression of one's health potential.
Do you have any good chiropractic stories for us with some of the children in your practice?
I mean, where do you start with that? I mean, I've had kids that were, you know, medicated since birth, that were on seizure medications, I had a little 16-month-old that had an utter to sound, who hadn't crawled, who hadn't even lifted. It was just a lifeless blob, and he was on, you know, massive amounts of anti-seizure meds and, you know, he was severely, severely subluxated upwards. And it was a little Hispanic kid. His parents didn't speak any English. I had to converse through his 7-year-old sister. And it was a matter of just removing interference to upper cervical subluxation that allowed him to wean off of a drug that was impeding his normal development neurologically. And it was, you know, I didn't get him back to 100% as far as neurological development because it was just, it was, it was destroyed by those drugs. And that's why I try to get people to understand that this is serious stuff, getting your kids checked. Because, I mean, on the flip side, if you got a kid that's taking phenobarbital every day, or you got kids that are taking antibiotics that are destroying their immune system, you're destroying not only their life at that time, but you're destroying the normal development of a normal immune system. Same thing with vaccines. It destroys an immune system. And I just get people to understand that, you know, if there's a different way, which makes way more sense than sticking chemical. I mean, I was a chemistry major. You cannot stick chemicals, biochemicals into a body and not expect it to have some type of adverse effects. And I tell parents all the time, if your children do not get better, you can go back to having your kids taking bong refs off their albuterol inhalers. You can go back to sticking kids on, you know, all their inhaled, you know, antihistamines and all that stuff. And I say, if it doesn't work, go back to dope. I mean, but the thing is, the body is a self-healing organism, and if you get it living congruent, it will express health. Of course, I get people off dairy. With dairy, hugely a huge allergen to the body, especially processed dairy, which is pasteurized, it's vaccinated, it's antibiotics, it's growth hormone, it's fed a bunch of garbage and trash cows are, and it's just it's amazing the body can even live through the onslaught of things that we do to it. And then when it's trying to compensate and it's trying to adapt to all the just hideous behavior, the body expresses symptoms with a way of trying to express that something's out of balance. And then we run to the dope dealers and we get drugs to cover up symptoms. I mean, it's like, come on, people, let's get a grip on what's really going on here. I mean, I've been in practice for 26 years. It's like I've seen it. I mean, day in, day out. It's just like when you drop the keys, they're going to fall. To me, there's gravity and there's also reality as far as where your health really comes from. And our objective is just remove nerve interference to live congruent to their genetics.
I agree. And we see it every day, how the body's ability to adapt to the horrendous experience we give it, there's a threshold. There's a point where the body cannot self-heal when it's inundated with chemicals. And it's amazing how even a simple adjustment in literally in moments can start to create more life in the body. And you see it in children, amazing. And they feel it. And it's absolutely one of the most rewarding things that we do as chiropractors.
Right, right. I mean, it's a gift to us, but it's also a gift to the world. And it's,
well, and it's wonderful having people like you as part of the solution. And I appreciate just the amazing energy you've put into creating opportunities for people to hear the message. And, you know, we're all doing this on our own levels in our practices and in the way that we can reach the community. But man, you have taken it to a level that very few people have the drive and the passion and the ability to do. So we applaud you for that.
Don't forget one fact, the craziness.
The craziness.
Craziness to actually think that's possible.
Well, that's true. You think big. And I think that's why I like hanging out with you.
Yeah. It's better than thinking small, Jennifer.
Well, and when you think big, you just happen to create big things out of nothing. Yeah,
if we don't make it to Anaheim Stadium, maybe we'll just make it to the Staples Center. That's all. You know, maybe we'll have to step down to that. I mean, yeah, that's the whole vision with CalJam is it's like, you know, it's like I get kind of frustrated with our profession. I know you never do, but... the apathy in our profession. But that's why, you know what, if they're not ready for it, I'm going to just take it to the people. And I know we can. I'm just going to make a huge health and wellness festival. We're going to bring in, I think the Chili Peppers are going to be my target band. I mean, you know, they've gotten back together with the new guitar player. They're not really, you know, have a health and wellness festival where we have some great music. And then we stick up some of the most amazing minds on the planet to kind of get 50,000 people to hear the story, and then we take that and we move across the planet. You know, to me, they packed 250,000 people out in the middle of the desert in California for a thing called California Jam in the 70s. I don't see why we can't do that with the Health and Wellness Festival.
Well, if you'd like to join me for California Jam, it's February, I believe, 24th, 25th, 26th, 2012.
You are
amazing. Yep, and I think you can go to californiajam.com.
.org.
Oh, .org. Okay, you can go to californiajam.org. And if you're listening from the Newport Beach area, you can find Dr. DeMoss at, is it demosschiropractic.com?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is quite possibly the most inspiring we can be to our public. And I really hope that through this radio show, people will pick up the phone and call their local chiropractor.
And here's what I tell people too. If you're looking for a chiropractor, a good chiropractor, one of the questions I have people ask is, I ask them if they see children in their practice. If the people don't see children in their practice, do not step inside that office. That's my opinion. That's my humble opinion, because I don't think they're living the story if they're not seeing kids.
Well, and I'm with you on that, because if you're telling the story, the parents, of course, will want their children checked as well. Well, I tell you, there's so much to do. I feel like I need to get off the show and get on my computer and start creating health seminars and more radio shows and more ways to let people hear the truth. So thank you for inspiring me. And I tell you, I hope that I've encouraged our listeners to stay regular with your chiropractic. If you're not currently seeing a chiropractor, to get right on that, get your children checked, because that's the way to do it. That's just the way to be healthy.
And if you want to learn more about Dr. Jenny Kretzinger, you can go to Facebook and find Spinal Corrective Center and go ahead and press like and learn more about the office.
Excellent. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.